This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. U.S. government employees in any federal diversity, equity, inclusion, and accessibility offices have been placed on paid administrative leave in one of the first moves by the Trump administration. Slashing jobs in federal DEI positions was done after Donald Trump promised to wage a war against such programs. Trump already cut high-profile military personnel and ended the use of diversity, equity, inclusion, and accessibility practices in hiring and federal contracting. Trump fired the head of the U.S. Coast Guard, who was the first uniformed woman to lead a branch of the armed forces, U.S. Coast Guard Commandant Admiral Linda Lee Fagan. A senior official for the newly staffed Department of Homeland Security said Admiral Fagan was fired for a, quote, excessive, unquote, focus on diversity, equity, and inclusion policies. A memo issued by the U.S. Office of Personnel Management last Tuesday directed federal agencies to remove the office's websites and social media accounts and to cancel any diversity, equity, inclusion, and accessibility-related trainings. That move came just one day after Trump signed an executive order banning DEI programs with the stated goal to dismantle the DEI bureaucracy, including environmental justice programs, equity-related grants, equity action plans, and equity initiatives. The White House also released a fact sheet on Tuesday for an order ending the use of DEI in federal contracting and directing federal agencies to relentlessly combat private sector discrimination. Previously, President Joe Biden expanded government workplace DEI protections by signing a number of executive orders, widening them to include a broader group of Americans, from pregnant women and military spouses to rural communities and caregivers. Examples of programs involving DEI in major federal agencies include the Department of Health and Human Services Office of Equal Employment Opportunity, Diversity and Inclusion, and the Office of Civil Rights and Equal Opportunity Policy at the Department of Defense. Some federal departments have entire offices dedicated to DEI, like the ones at DOD and HHS. There are also programs across departments that include money for things such as minority-owned business development, as well as diversity recruitment and training efforts. The attack on DEI by the Trump administration will face legal challenges. Hundreds of civil rights and advocacy groups are preparing for the numerous legal fights against Republican efforts to dismantle DEI, and the American Civil Liberties Union is gearing up to defend diversity, equity, inclusion, and accessibility programs, hiring, and protections. The polluted site of the former East Helena smelter is being developed into a recreation area. After decades of heavy metal smelting operations, the East Helena ASARCO site was contaminated with lead, arsenic, and other heavy metals. In 1984, the EPA classified it as a Superfund site. In recent years, the EPA has approved several cleanup projects. Bridget Williams of the EPA says, first was capping the smelter site, second was removing the process ponds and creating the wetlands, which will now be Prickly Pear Park, and the third activity is capping the slag pile. The cleanup efforts have improved the groundwater and will allow for the creation of a new trail network. Prickly Pear Park is 240 acres, and in the future, the Prickly Pear Land Trust will transfer the area into the community of East Helena. New construction on trails will connect East Helena to Montana City. The progression of the site cleanup, recreation construction, and groundwater improvement are encouraging for residents who for decades lived on the plume of contamination from the polluted site. The trail system and park are set to open to the public in the spring of this year, making the area open to the public for the first time in a century. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.